Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Dahlia, 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. So I see the memes. I know I always post the memes, but I did it this time where after a major, major media onslaught of warnings, certain areas that might not have really been affected by the weather, such as Hurricane Hillary, will show a picture of a lawn chair tipped over. You know, saying, we will rebuild. The memes are starting to surface. But I'm telling you right now, the storm was a big storm for us. And I live in southern Nevada. It was kind of juicy. So Hurricane Hillary has been downgraded. I don't think it's even called a tropical storm anymore. However, the damage and the flooding and the power outages are still manifesting, and we're still getting dumped on a lot of rain in the southwest United States. And so I do think the media did right in terms of warning. I don't remember any major evacuation disorders or any, you know, you need to go and run out and buy toilet paper. I know a lot of Las Vegans, we don't own an umbrella. The only umbrellas I have are on my cocktails that they serve at the hotels. So I had a couple of those. I didn't really have an umbrella. But I will allow what happened in terms of the concern and the warnings with this, because when we look at a storm coming, whether it's a hurricane, whether it's a cyclone, whether it's, I don't know, a snowstorm, everybody seems to think it's what's falling out of the sky right then and there that is the biggest danger. And they're not always wrong. You have lightning, you have a lot of rain, but storm warnings, for those of us that have lived in it, I mean, especially for my Florida family, the storm warnings isn't so much, okay, what's coming down right now? It's, okay, what's going to happen after? Are we going to be flooded out? Are streets going to be blocked? Are we not going to be able to access gas? Are we not going to be able to access power? And so the aftermath of it is what could last for a long time. Like Palm Springs, they said Palm Springs has been cut off, and we're being told people could not even call 911 after the storm drenched. Not sure what's going to happen to Burning Man. We'll give you updates on that. But, you know, these are things that I think Dodger Stadium was surrounded by water. I mean, this was a pretty big storm. Right now, I think there's about 43,000 people out of power in California. In Kyle County, the governor has, or I don't know if it's the governor, but state officials have issued a boil water order, because around Mount Charleston, there's been so much flooding that some of the water system has been damaged. So to me, when I hear, all right, guys, the storm's coming, be prepared, usually the amount of toilet paper somebody buys, right, for a storm, when a storm comes into Vegas, maybe it lasts a few hours, but I'm worried about, I need toilet paper tomorrow. I need toilet paper 3 days from now. And so it's the aftermath of it. So we are now watching and concerned about flooding. The rain is still coming in. Thank God it's not torrential. There are, and let me just see if I have any updates here. The boil water notice right now is, I think, only for Kyle Canyon area. I don't know of any California areas that need to, but apparently the overnight flooding damaged a portion of the Kyle Canyon water system. Nevada has issued a state of emergency from Governor Lombardo. And Palm Springs got about 2.82 inches. Los Angeles got about 6.15 inches and counting. That's the highest all-time daily rainfall. Oh, no, I'm sorry, Palmdale. Palmdale got 3.57 inches. And then Nevada, Bristlecone, they got more than 6 inches. And when you live in an area like us, where it's desert, caliche, not very porous ground, we had flooding early. I was on the Strip. I was in the Las Vegas tourist area at a conference all weekend. You could hear the cracking and the thunder, and you could hear the wind, and you could hear the rain, but the flooding happened pretty quickly. There's a place near one of the hotels where you could get fascinating footage of flooding. And I don't understand why that hasn't really been fixed yet, but it's near one of the hotels, and I don't want to give the name because I don't want everybody, you know, rushing to that area. But it started flooding early. My husband was out and about with my son walking around and got some, you know, footage of it. And it was a lot of water. So we need the water. We have been living in a drought for a very, very long time. There's been drought conditions in the Southwest for centuries, and lately it's been worse. So any water is appreciated, but we really need a little bit, you know, like a little bit more consistent. We don't really need this when it rains, it pours. We kind of need, okay, drizzle here, drizzle there. Let the cactus get their sips in, quench their thirst, and then wait for the next round. But when it comes to storms in the media, I don't like the panic. You know, I understand with COVID, people have a really bitter taste in their mouth, figuratively and literally, from what happened during COVID. But when it comes to storms and preparation, now we have a few Atlantic storms kind of coming that could be coming our way to the coast. I do like the idea of warnings and making people aware. I know it sounds like, oh, all we're doing is talking about the storm. Well, you don't understand. You might have the news on in the background all day, but the average person pops on, pops off. So they have to keep repeating the message. Like, you know, I keep repeating, you know, to listen to the show. The average person might not be listening to that. So if you do pop in, I'm like, listen to the show. I got to keep repeating myself. So I don't think the media overreacted. We'll keep you guys posted. If any of you have major issues and you are needing help, please obviously reach out. We could also reach out to those close in your area. And, of course, blood. We need blood. Blood product. We're coming up on National Blood Donation Week. If any of you can donate blood, a lot of these areas affected can't keep up their continual donations, just like what happened with Maui. So we need blood. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Excuse me. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So now that school has started, the discussion of what are the school's roles versus the parents' roles and what needs to be disclosed to the parents are coming up again because now the kids are coming back to school. Issues of gender identity, things are now coming back into focus, even though we've been talking about it all summer. Kids are back at school. And so there's been multiple states that have been struggling and grappling with, do we tell the parents that their child has changed their gender? As a physician, I'll tell you how I feel on it. But there are, I guess, many schools thinking that a child, if they do feel comfortable enough to speak to a counselor, and they say, I don't want my parents to know. The schools feel we have to honor what the child wants. The child doesn't want the parents to know. They're worried about maybe abuse, assault, other issues. Other schools are like, if that child is going through what they're going through, we need the parents involved. The parents are their family. And so there's a lot of back and forth. I think in New Jersey, there have been school districts that, I guess, have been blocked. They're addressing parental rights. And a judge had, let me just read you what's going on here. This is New Jersey school districts have been blocked from enforcing requirement to notify parents if a child changes their gender identity. State judge sided Friday with New Jersey Attorney General Matthew Plotkin, who sued the districts after they made it mandatory for the schools to tell their parents if their children formally wanted to change their gender identity, pronouns, name, use different bathrooms, or change the gender of the teams they play in. So this is obviously something that legal forums are going to be seeing and evolving. But as a physician, this is my issue, and this is something that I have been very frustrated with the topic, is if you have somebody who has true gender dysphoria, they're struggling, and you need all hands on deck in terms of support, in terms of help, and you also need all hands on deck in terms of getting the right diagnosis. So when a child is depressed or anxious, right, there could be multiple reasons for that, just like with an adult. A child who truly, truly, truly doesn't want to be in a female's body or a male body is pretty easy to identify from a medical standpoint. When somebody starts to change their mind and say, maybe this is what's wrong, I never really pinpointed it, but maybe this is what's wrong, that starts to get a little bit more complex, because you want to make sure that child isn't projecting their issues and their mental health state based on the body they're in. And so individuals who have told, you know, their medical providers in the LGBTQA+ community that they've always been this way since birth, they've always known, those are easy. But the ones that go, look, I'm more neutral, or I'm transitioning, or I'm, those are a little bit more complex. As a physician, I implore that we make sure we have the right diagnosis. And if we don't have the right diagnosis, we make sure there's wiggle room. Because my concern is if a child is going through such a significant dilemma, challenge of, I have been raised this way. All my pictures of me as a baby and as a little girl and as a boy are all over grandma's walls. This is my name on my birth certificate. I am going to want to change that. That's a lot to handle, not only for, even an adult. That's a big, huge step. I mean, look at how many lawsuits are going on and family fights of individuals saying, take that picture down, take that picture down. I don't want anything, any evidence of me being another sex. I mean, it really does involve the family. It takes on a whole new set of challenges that have to be properly addressed and managed. So if you have a child that is now saying, I go home and my parents look at me as a boy, they look at me as a girl, but that's not what I want to be. I want to be the other. When are the parents getting involved? The parents are going to eventually have to get involved. Because if, let's say, a child has true gender dysphoria and needs everybody on the same page, it's going to be almost more difficult for them to have to do two lives. One life at school, one life at home. The parents are going to have to get involved. And my vote as a physician is early on. Now, I get it. I had very strict parents. You couldn't bring up sex. You couldn't talk about anything. anything with them. That's how I felt. And so I just, if I had to talk to anybody, it was at school. Couldn't bring a lot of stuff up at home. I get that. I get that. And I understand that many schools and counselors say, no way, if we find out that a child wants to transition, and then their parents say, oh, hell no, it stops it there. Well, then there has to be a better way of doing it. I think hiding the information from the parents is not the way to go. You know, I think whether there's a, maybe there's a neutral meeting, some arbitrators or arbitrator, maybe a physician involved and the counselors, if people think that the school is kind of ganging up on them or the school is goading this or whatever that they may think that's concerning them, get a neutral area and say, there are some concerns with your child that we want to discuss. We are asking, to have a meeting. And would let these individuals for us to discuss it. And the child doesn't necessarily have to be there because that could be embarrassing for the child. Or if the child wants to be there, they can. But the idea of, you know what, we have to tell the parents or we don't, I don't think those are your only two options. Because not telling the parents and then the child, let's say, does hurt themselves. Because the gender transitioning was not what was solving their mental health problems. If I was a parent, I would be flipping livid. Again, what we are forgetting is a child going through this is very, very, there's such a weight on their shoulders that they need help. It's huge. And we're acting like, oh, it's so easy. You could very easily become a girl, a boy, whatever you want. You could use a different bathroom. It's not a decision that's made lightly. It's not a problem that's solved right away. And then what happens when they do have a period? What happens when they, you know, are, let's say, accosted in a bathroom? What happens if that parent gets a call saying, your son who has transitioned to a female was in the bathroom and the parents are really mad and the parents may be suing your child. The parents of the child have to be involved. They just do. There's probably a better way than just to call them and say, hey guys, this is what's going on. But if that child is struggling, we need to have all hands on deck. But let's hear from you. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I get asked, why are there so many children now? You know, what's happening? Is it that we're giving them options, or is it that we've always had children that have been questioning their gender? And it's a tough question because as a physician, I took care of a lot of pediatrics, in the 15 or 20 minute time you got, right, to look at their ear or to look at their tummy ache. You know, we didn't really get to psychoanalyze them deeply to see if many were comfortable with their gender. But depending on the age, whether it's something that is really weighing on them or not, it sometimes might not always get picked up unless a doctor really dives into it. But we are having the conversation now, and it seems like in the news, it seems like at schools, that's all what seems to be talked about. So if a child had gotten up, gone to school, thought all they had to do was do classes and dodge the bullies, now they're also being faced with, do you like the gender you are? And is this something you want to change? And I think a lot of individuals are going, I didn't know I had a choice. Maybe. Like I said, that's not a decision to be taken lightly. And you should have the parents involved. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
USA News Update. The National Hurricane Center has downgraded what had been Tropical Storm Hillary to a post-tropical cyclone after bringing heavy rainfall to parts of California. Kids in Los Angeles, though, got the day off from school. Officials with the second largest school district in the country say that move was made out of an abundance of caution. The head of FEMA says there are numerous possible reasons why so many are still unaccounted for from the Maui wildfire. Deanne Criswell told CNN State of the Union that other agencies are helping, such as the FBI, Department of Defense, and Department of Health and Human Services. Former President Trump confirming that he will not attend the first Republican presidential debate this week. The former president also left open the possibility that he would skip future primary debates. Corey Myers, USA News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So people have asked, which is better, your right arm or left arm, to get your COVID-19 vaccine? Now, it's interesting. They've actually studied what you should be doing when you get your booster and which arm. There's a recent paper, which is eBiomedicine, is the journal published by The Lancet. And they said that if you got your booster or your vaccines in the same arm as opposed to alternating it, you got a stronger immune response than those who used contralateral. So if you did ipsilateral versus contralateral, you had a better immune response. That's not really earth-shattering news. If the local immune, shall we say, troops on that border recognize you, might be quicker to act,
I'm not shocked. A doctoral student from Germany's Saarland University led the study, said we were able to show that the ipsilateral, or same side, vaccination led to higher CD8 T-cell levels. So if you are getting your booster, they recommend maybe getting in the same arm. If you end up switching sides because you didn't like what it did to that arm, or you felt like you were in a lot of pain, or you didn't like the rash, or you want to switch sides, they say not a big deal. Personally, I would say do not get it in your left. And it's not because of a immunity issue. Is I had so many people think they were having a heart attack. And I can't tell you over the phone if your left arm pain is a side effect from the vaccine or a side effect from you having ischemia to your heart. And so even though I don't think they say right or left is better, I vote for keep it away from your left. Now, the reason why I got my vaccine in the left is because I'm right-handed. And I didn't want the pain or anything restricting my right hand. But the problem is for a month, I had chest pain and left arm pain. It was miserable. And it was scary. So I'm still questioning if I'm going to get another booster. I love the fact that I didn't get COVID last year. That was a definite plus. But that was a long month of not feeling well after the shot. And so I'm mixed. That's, you know, not feeling well for a couple days. It's smarting for a little bit. I could rub it out, right, put some dirt on it figuratively, move on. But you know, I had breast swelling, underarm swelling. I'm a little nervous about what would happen the subsequent time. Now, the reason why they say vaccination location matters, this is from Toronto.com, is they said that after the first shot you get in the upper arm, the vaccine's contents go to the closest lymph nodes located in the armpit. Now, as you know, those lymph nodes are the ones that help make immune responses and help clear things out. In the lymph node, the vaccine is then analyzed. That spike protein, remember, the body takes in the vaccine and the little liposome particle that has an mRNA. That mRNA gives instructions to the cells to turn around and make spike protein. The cell then releases the spike protein. And then the lymph nodes are supposed to figure these out, create the antibodies and killer T cells to target the spike protein. But it's a dummy spike protein. It's not an actual real COVID. So you have the ability to make the immune system get the antibodies ready in case real COVID comes your way. And that's how that works. They say weeks later, when the body got the booster shot in the same arm, those defenders might have been able to react a little quicker. Honestly, I don't think you have to. I don't think we have to take this as you always have to get the shot in the same arm. But for those of you that do want to get the biggest bang for your buck, this is one study that suggests ipsilateral or same arm. Now, what about children and the COVID-19 vaccine? Parents are still very, very wary about vaccinating their child with the COVID-19 vaccine. If they had a reaction, or if they feel that COVID does not severely affect children, what weight should they give to the COVID-19 vaccine? Well, the CDC is recommending that kids do get vaccinated. And one study out of the BMJ Pediatrics Open looked at how effective it was. And apparently it is effective against severe cases of disease in children and adolescents. The thing is a lot of kids have caught the virus and do have some natural immunity, but they say additional benefit of vaccination in healthy kids is minimal. So it offers a benefit, but not as much for those who could be at risk for severe disease. So basically, this looked at the challenges and considerations of the vaccine in low and middle income countries with high levels of community transmission. And they reported the rollout of the vaccines in low and middle income countries should complement routine childhood vaccine programs. And they found 2/3 of children with COVID-19 who attended a hospital in the first years of the pandemic didn't need necessarily medical intervention. But that the COVID-19 vaccine and their rising immunity did lessen the severe disease, which is really, again, nothing new. Right? We know that people at higher risk for disease could have a worsening COVID picture. Children were, thank God, less likely to die and be hospitalized, but we still had pediatric deaths. We still had these multi-system involvement, the MISCs, MISCs, where multiple systems got involved or affected by COVID. And there were some individuals who did not do well, and some kids died. So, of course, the CDC has recommended vaccination. Murdoch Children's Dr. John Hart said, although there was not strong evidence to support routine vaccination of all healthy children, he said it was different for high-risk children, especially those with disabilities and underlying conditions. So I'm mixed on this because I had my boys were already adults, but I recommended that my boys get the vaccine. One is because you couldn't do anything. You couldn't go to a Raiders game. You couldn't with the mandate. And then UNLV, they were going to UNLV at the time, and they said, sorry, you can't be on in class if you don't get the vaccine. So reluctantly, the boys got the vaccine, and then I guess the school changed their policy saying, no, that's okay. If you're on vaccine, you can still come to class. Because probably people were like, well, then I'm not paying for classes. But in terms of boosters and all that, I let my boys decide on their own what they wanted to do. And, of course, they were adults at that time. But the big thing I went through as a parent, as well as a doctor, is I don't trust this flipping virus. I know a lot of people don't trust the vaccine. But I trust the virus less. And when I got COVID, and when I saw patients with COVID, and there was no rhyme or reason, doctors getting strokes, people dying, I was kind of nervous because if it was a cold or a flu, we kind of have a lot of data on that. But this, we didn't even know if it was manufactured. We didn't even know if it was tinkered with, the DNA was tinkered with. And so if certain people with certain genetic makeups were going to be more at risk than others, I just didn't want this virus in me or my family. Sadly, and which followed my instinct, and many of us were right, the vaccine didn't prevent the virus from still getting into our body. It did. And so we talked about qualitative versus quantitative. Did the vaccine help a large quantity of it get into our body? Yes. But what about the quality? Did it still get in? It did. And the question a lot of us have is it just a couple viral segments or particles that get in that could cause all this havoc? Or is it the more viral particles, the worse? I still think the more viral particles, the worse. But I still worry about those of us who still got COVID. We still had it in our body. Do we still carry it? Do we still have long-term sequelae? So that's why I personally got vaccinated and had my family. But I'm kind of concerned about the boosters. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE. Don't go away.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're being told that at least 850 people are still missing, although some reports are saying they think it's about 500, but in the Maui fires. But 114 have now been confirmed dead following the apocalyptic wildfires that started August 8th in Maui. Now, President Joe Biden, I believe, is arriving. Is it today? I have to double check. But Maui County Mayor Richard Bisson gave updates on Facebook saying the FBI is also assisting with efforts and has combined various lists of missing people to help arrive at the total number. They say right now, though, there are 850 names on the list of missing people. So tragic. Bisson also pointed out that the number of people initially first feared dead was more than 2,000, but decreased once cell phone communications were restored. He added that 27 individuals have been identified and 11 families have been notified. So there's, even if they're finding bodies, they still have to identify them, and they've been asking for family members to submit DNA samples. It's just crushing. When you look, it's just crushing. Ella Sabi Tuck-Darren, according to Daily Mail, is currently sheltering 23 relatives at her house. I can barely deal with my family of four and the cats and dogs. So to shelter 23 relatives, that's a lot. And she's been helping a lot. She said the community has been a big part of my family's survival. And wow, you know, thank God some people had abilities to be able to make it out. There's been a huge outpouring of support from multiple charities. I know many of you have reached out to me going, we want to send things, we want to help, what can we do? You know, as I've told you before, many of these companies or these charities do not necessarily want boxes of goods. If you do have boxes of canned foods and clothing, because many of the charities prefer money, because then they could go and buy at Walmart or buy at Costco and buy what they need, buy water, buy food, and I get it, you know, but many of you don't have money right now. You have other things to donate. You could always reach out to local churches, local synagogues, mosques, and other local community areas that are looking for donations. Keep in mind, though, the shipping can be very, very expensive right now, and it could also be delayed. Trying to get something flown out to Maui could be difficult. However, if you have been collecting things and you want to help, one option, I had reached out to Salvation Army during one of the superstorms, and they had said, look, it's okay, give it to us, because we're helping at the locations where, you know, it then helps us within our local needs. So it helps individuals no matter what. So, as I said, if you can't find a place in Maui that could take the items that you're donating, look to some of the local charities in your town, and that should help. I think there's been some talk of giving people them stipends and trying to see what these families need. You know, having everything devastated the home, and people say, well, they have insurance. You know, I had insurance when my house was on fire, and the insurance, thank God at the time, this was in the 80s, was a little bit better than it was now. I mean, they gave us food allowances, they gave us hotel allowances, they helped cover, some of the, I don't think they, even though I thought the house was a total loss anymore, they didn't really just give you the money for a new house, but they gave you rent and ability to still be able to support yourself. But what you lose in these fires is devastating. The mementos, your family's ashes, if you have them, your not to mention loss of life, and you know, your animals, your pets, your loved ones. And so I don't think there's any financial payment that could make this whole. There's been some interesting talk about the red-roofed house. There was a red-roofed house in Maui that survived, and there's been, it's interesting, the owner of this house, when you look at, we call it a miracle house, when you look at Lahaina in Maui, completely decimated by the fire, you see a house still standing. It's a beautiful house on the water, and it has a red roof. And this isn't fake. You actually see this house, fire devastating all around it. It's right there on the water, and it survived. And we've been seeing this in the news. So apparently it's a $4 million piece of property owned by Dora Atwater Milliken and her husband Dudley Long Milliken. This is being reported by Daily Mail. And they apparently had renovations, not fireproofing renovations, but it was a 100-year-old house that had to have some renovations, and they had done that recently, and they credit the clearing of the brush and a lot of the plants around the house. It's a wood house, so they didn't really fireproof it. But they did replace the asphalt roof with a metal one. And they also trimmed down the foliage surrounding the home to reduce the risk of termites. Atwater Milliken, 63 years old, said none of the changes that were made were done with the idea of fireproofing in mind. But it was those changes that ultimately saved it from being ruined. I mean, just wow. So a metal roof and clearing the foliage, which makes a lot of sense. Because if the roof extends over, it almost provided a protective umbrella of the house. Of course, the trees around it were charred, but still. So they said when all of this was happening, there were pieces of wood 6, 12 inches long that were on fire and floating through the air with the wind and everything. It would hit people's roofs. If it was an asphalt roof, it would catch on fire. And otherwise, they would fall off the road and then ignite the bushes around the house. So roofs are a primary factor when it comes to a home's flammability because they have the largest surface area upon which embers can land. And so the couple was not home at the time. They were actually in Massachusetts when the fire began. And Atwater and her husband have lived in Maui for 10 years. They bought the house 3 years ago. She's an artist. And he's a retired portfolio manager. I know, I picked the wrong business. To have a $4 million home in Maui, I know, Listen, I love medicine. I love radio. But I'm telling you right now, I cannot afford a home in Hawaii. A day after the fire, the county called them to say their house had survived. Many dubbed it the Miracle House. So, so I think that's what they need to do. I guess houses now have to be built with these metal fixtures. It's funny, we had a cabin years ago, and it was a metal copper top. And I guess they did that because of snow. It was in an area where it snowed, and metal wouldn't necessarily rot with wood and all that. They obviously built it with water in mind. But that might be what needs to now be done, where homes, well, I am sure that every company and their mother is now being asked, can you change out my roof? But wow, so that's fascinating. So we'll keep you posted. The wildfires have burned down over 2,200 buildings in the town of Lahaina. A lot of finger pointing at Hawaiian Electric. Hawaiian Electric is the island's main power supplier. And they apparently were warned that the fires could happen and they needed to adopt emergency contingency plans. Now, they were faulted for not cutting off the power when there was a risk of fire. And so investigators are still trying to figure out the cause. 1-877-DR-KELLY.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.